Welcome back to the Sought After Educator podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I have an announcement to make. The Sought After Educator Accelerator is closing enrollment on February 1st. So if you know that you're meant to have a brand that positions you as the go-to educator in your space, content that actually sells your education, and a backend that supports real momentum instead of feeling tangled and duct taped together, this is the window. This is for the educators who know their work is legit, their results are real, and their education should be selling out, that want to build a sought-after brand. We will be opening again later on in 2026, but the price point will not be the same. So if you are wanting to get into the Sought-After Educator Accelerator at the current investment, head to jodybrown.ca/SAE, and I will link that in the show notes. If you are curious if this is the right fit for you at your current phase, DM me over on Instagram at @itsjodybrown and we'll talk about it. All right, let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk to you about social media and how you can use analytics to help you grow your business and understand your audience better. And I want to talk specifically about how to avoid falling into some common validation addiction pitfalls that can come from promoting a business primarily on social media. So we're going to talk about the different approach needed for entrepreneurs compared to influencers. We're going to talk about the importance of purpose-driven content. And we're also going to talk, like I said, about validation addiction, reading data too soon, focusing too short term. I'm also going to give you some strategies for leveraging your analytics to measure success in a way that is going to be good both mentally and for your business. We're also going to talk about the difference between optimizing your content to get additional reach and engagement versus relying strictly on reach and engagement as an indicator of your success. At the end of this episode, I'm also going to talk about circumstances when it does make sense to focus heavily on reach and engagement. So make sure you stick around to the end for that. All right, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. Welcome back to The Visionary Rising podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about analytics on social media and how you can use them to your advantage, as well as traps to avoid, because there are a few things that it is so easy to fall into in a platform, in an app that is designed to get you validation addicted, in the best way I can phrase it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the best ways, so how you can actually use analytics to your advantage, but also we're going to talk about how to avoid falling into some of the traps and pitfalls, because there is a lot of them. Let's get started on the analytics trap. So I want to start here because I think this is probably the hardest thing to get out of when it comes to using social media strategically. And I want to start off by saying too that using social media as an entrepreneur is very different than using social media as an influencer. So you could take some pages out of the influencer playbook, but ultimately the goal is different. And that means the strategy needs to be different. We've all heard about the stories of certain influencers who built huge followings, but then couldn't convert when trying to sell even low ticket offers. So whether it's t-shirts, whether it is courses, whether it is services, no matter what you're selling, no matter what your business is selling, this is going to apply because it's really important to hit a couple different areas. Whereas for influencers, a lot of the focus is on just reach. So let's talk about the biggest pitfalls that we can fall into when it comes to using analytics here on Instagram and then also on any other social media platform that you may be a part of. So the first trap is validation addiction. Now, I'm going to explain this a little bit because it is really easy to think that every single piece of content that you publish on this app should be designed to get maximum reach. Now, while there are definitely things that you can do to boost the performance of any given post, it is really important to measure your actual content by the goal that you have for it. So instead of measuring, for example, if you have a piece of content that is designed to build trust with your existing followers, it's designed to get them to either learn to trust you, say, hiring you as a coach or book an appointment if you're a service provider, it would make no sense to measure that. Logically, if we talk about it now, it would make no sense to measure that by how many new accounts it reached. But people do it all the time because there's so much information floating around and there's so much comparison out there that it's really easy to fall into that. So one of the easiest ways that you can remove yourself from the validation addiction trap is to think about the purpose behind each piece of content. Think about the purpose behind each piece of content that you publish and think about exactly why you're publishing it. So the example I'm going to give is, say you are sharing a testimonial. There's a couple different ways that you can share testimonials that are going to boost that performance. And actually, I'll give you those right here. So instead of, for example, sharing a quote graphic that showcases a testimonial from a client or a student of yours, what you could do is you could take that screenshot and then talk through the story, right? So instead of just sharing it with no context, you could share it onto a reel, do a face-to-camera reel talking about the story. You could also do a carousel post that's going to actually walk people through the transformation and the purpose behind this testimonial and why you're sharing it, what the result was for either your client or your student or customer, whatever that looks like for your business. But even then, even while doing the most to actually get the maximum juice out of the squeeze, we'll call it, because that's how I look at it. It's not about maxing out on all of your analytics. It's about just optimizing a piece of content to do the most for you. And even then, with taking those steps, it would still make absolutely no sense to measure that piece of content by something like reach or likes. The reason for this is because that's not what it's for. It's not designed to reach a whole bunch of new people. Maybe it will reach a couple and maybe they'll come back and they'll say, oh, that's cool, they got that result. But it's the wrong place in the journey. The content that is designed to reach the most amount of people to build awareness for your brand is not going to be the same type of content that is going to get people to actually make a decision and work with you. So it's really important to consider that when you are measuring your analytics on any of your content. Because again, if you are posting a testimonial and then you're saying, oh, I'm not going to post those anymore because they don't get reach, that's what I'm getting at. That is going to really undermine your efforts, especially if those efforts are in terms of attracting clients, students, for your education, for your services, whatever that looks like. It's so important to measure the analytics accordingly. Whereas if you were designing a piece of content specifically to get shares, to get reach, if it's something that is meant to be more resonating content that's going to go far, that would make sense to measure that with reach. But the point is that you need to have different types of content if you are an entrepreneur who is using this app or any other social media app. It's not enough to just post content that's getting reach, because then whenever it comes to a point where either you are opening a course up for registration or you are looking to onboard new clients or you are looking to grow your business from the sense of people actually working with you, not just growing your audience, then you're just going to have a whole bunch of people who maybe have followed you, but then either forgotten about it or don't have any sort of level of trust yet. So it's really important to consider that the people that follow you, the people, and of course, there's always going to be ebbs and flows in any social media platform when it comes to reach. especially those operated by Meta, let's be honest. But we want to just really think about the big picture. Instead of focusing on every single piece of content's reach, focus on, did this do the job that I asked of it? So a testimonial graphic, its job is not to get reach. Its job is to build trust with your existing community so that when you go on to launch something, when you go on to create education, that there is a certain level of trust and people know that you've actually helped others achieve the result. It's really vital to think about how you're measuring. So again, the first trap is that validation addiction, thinking that every single post's sole job is to get as much reach and engagement as possible, and then ditching those types of content that do not do that for you. Because when you fall into that trap, it is going to hurt your business in the long term. So you need to really think about it. And there's also different places on this app that you can place content. So when I'm talking about analytics, I'm not actually just talking about your feed. I'm talking about feed, reels, stories, all of the things. All right, the next trap that I want to cover so that you can avoid it is reading the data too soon. So if you are starting a new strategy when it comes to your social media marketing or any other type of marketing, it is not going to be an instant fix, right? Sometimes what you'll see is, and I've seen this many times, is people will just only start to publish content, or they'll only start to really be consistent when they are launching something, right? And so the downfall of that is that you don't have much time to actually read the data and see what is working. I've said this, I shared a post a couple days ago actually that said this really, and it was talking about how the best strategy is the one that you stick to. Now, I'm going to give a little nuance here, because blindly being consistent with something that doesn't work for the long term is not going to work either. It's about the nuance of giving something enough time to get traction. We've all heard, and at least most of us have heard, the antiquated marketing old school term that someone has to see something 7 times in order for it to start resonating, in order for it to actually get through. But the truth is that now, with the amount of information that people are getting on a day-to-day basis, it's going to take longer than that. It might take 7 times for them to see it, for them to even register, oh, okay, this is a possibility, or, oh, like, this is interesting. So even to get that first level of awareness is going to take multiple exposures now. And same thing when it comes to actual conversions, it's going to take longer as well. So when you are implementing, like I said, a new strategy, when you are starting some type of new content style, or if you are starting some sort of new messaging, you want to give it time so that you can actually read the results accurately. Because if you are just posting once and then saying, oh, that didn't work, it didn't hit with my people, it didn't resonate, then it's not going to. When you're introducing a new topic, particularly a new topic for your audience, and look, this is something that I've been through recently in the past 6 months. And I think anytime we go through a business transition, it's really difficult to keep going when you're not getting that validation, which takes us back to that first trap, right? But if you try to read the data too soon, you could really be missing out on what is going to work for your audience and for your business in the long term, right? So I really do always recommend that, and we're going to get into the nuance a little bit and the right way to use the data, because there are some caveats to this. So that's what I'm going to get into after these traps. But basically, you don't want to be just implementing a strategy for a week and then try to read the results, right? What you want to do is you want to think about that strategy in almost quarterly segments. That's what I would look at. That's the best type of data. That's the best way to get those analytics, is if you look at it for 90 days. Now, like I said, there are things we can do in the meantime. So I'm going to get into that after. But don't think about strategy in terms of, oh, I posted this once and it didn't work. That is not going to, it's rarely ever going to work to post something once and then have it all of a sudden take off, all your programs filled. It's just not the way it works anymore with the amount of data and information that we're getting. So it's really important to adopt almost an experimental mindset when it comes to new topics, particularly, But honestly, when it comes to any new type of strategy. All right. And the third trap, and then we're going to move into the things that you can do to really utilize analytics. So the third trap is, again, it banks off the second one, but it's just looking too short term. So if you are introducing a topic, if you are wanting to really start talking about something to your audience, something you're passionate about, something you know is going to help people, don't expect it to have a return in a week. It's very unlikely. So what you want to do is you want to adopt, again, that experimental mindset so that when you are going to launch something, when you're writing copy for your website, when you're working on bigger projects, social media is like a fairly low risk way to test new ideas and to test new concepts because it is something that we are doing consistently, right? So think about that. Let's talk about the best ways now to use your analytics, because on the flip side, if something does hit, right? So basically what I'm saying is if something is new and you are introducing it, don't write it off too soon. On the flip side, if you post something, if you test a new content type or you test a new messaging spin or something along those lines, don't be afraid if that pops off for you to revisit that topic, to revisit the idea and see how that is going to work for you. So here's what I mean. If you were to post something about, if you have a messaging angle, for example, if you are an educator and something that you want to talk about is how you can cut down the time that you're spending doing a balayage and get the same result. So that could be a topic that you are testing for a future class, for a future piece of education, or just something that you think is really cool that you've tested. So say you were to post something about that and it popped off. People were really excited about it. Your existing community was asking questions. It was getting really popular. That would be an indication that you could go in and create some more depth on that topic. So test different ways of presenting an idea. That would also be, so for example, if you're a business educator and you were talking about ways to create content that would actually help attract clients or build your business or whatever that looks like. And again, that started to really do well with your community. People were excited about it. Then that would be an indication, maybe I should explore this topic further. Let's go on this while it is resonating with my people, because the more conversation you can get into, the less of a monologue it is in your marketing, the better. That's going to be really exciting for you when you start to see those results right away. So that would be where I would maybe make that into a newsletter, make it into a podcast, think about different angles you can talk about the same thing from. So that would be an indication of a great way to use your analytics, right? If you, for example, notice that when you post a particular amount type of content, you're getting a ton of website clicks, right? Website clicks are when someone goes to your LinkedIn bio and then they click on the website, or you're getting a lot of DMs, or people, if you're using ManyChat, which we all should be, if you're using ManyChat, if you're getting a lot of comments on something, that would be an indication that you can revisit that and just think about different spins on the same idea. That is a really great way to use your analytics. So especially, again, if you are measuring the analytics in for the purpose of the content. So if you post a testimonial and you are getting a lot of DMs, you're getting a lot of website clicks, people are inquiring about what you do and want to work with you, that would be an indication that the way that you presented that specific testimonial or case study resonated with your audience, right? So that would be something to revisit. Or perhaps it's an indication that the result of that testimonial is something that is highly resonating and that your audience wants to learn more about. So when you adopt that experimental mindset, it's going to really give you a lot more information that you can then use to speed the process along. So before in the traps, I talked about not reading the data too soon. And that largely applies to not throwing out ideas because they don't hit immediately. However, if you do happen to stumble upon an idea or a method or a content type or a way of talking about a topic that does, that would be something that I would, again, as you're adopting an experimental mindset, keep going on that and see if it's repeatable, see if it's replicable, see if you get the same response when you talk about it in your newsletter, on your podcast, on other podcasts. See if you get that same response. And that can be a really strong indication that could be part of your core messaging when it comes to your marketing. So this is all to say, analytics can absolutely be your friend, but don't be a slave to them. Do not let them control every single piece of content that you put out. Because like I said before, if you are gauging how a piece of content that is designed to convert your existing followers into clients, if you measure that by how many new people it reaches, then you're going to consider it a failure, right? And then you are likely, and I've seen this happen so many times, where people will just be like, okay, I can only post the things that are doing really well. And there's even advice out there that says that. But honestly, if you could think about it, I'm all for optimizing. You obviously want to get the most juice from the squeeze. So for myself, for my clients, we are going to have a strategy, and then that strategy is going to be implemented. Does that mean that if something works or if something doesn't work, we're not going to slightly tweak it along the way? No, of course not. Tweaking is incredible, and tweaking is the best way to really get the most, like I said, juice out of the squeeze, to optimize it. What I am saying is, do not throw out an entire idea or an entire type of content because it is not getting the maximum amount of reach, the maximum amount of likes. I'm going to share something that I've talked about before, but I think it's really important for you to think about, and think about yourself as a social media user. I know for me, I look at who's engaging with content sometimes, and a lot of the people who I work with, a lot of my clients, a lot of people who end up coming into my world as new clients have never engaged with my content, right? They've been watching. Think about your own habits. Are you engaging with content as much as you used to? I know that for most people, the answer is no. So it is really important not to let things like, oh, this post didn't get a whole ton of likes, to guide your entire strategy. Social media is a tool. It is not your boss. It is not the thing that gets to decide all of the ways that you help people. It is a tool to help you get your message out. And if you are using it as a tool, particularly if you are someone who is not utilizing a whole bunch of funnels, if you are mostly utilizing social media, not just for engagement, not just to grow, but also for sale, it is absolutely vital that you not just toss things out because they don't get a ton of engagement right away. So think about these different traps. Again, I'm going to recap this quickly before we wrap up. The first trap is validation addiction. So that is measuring all of the content, regardless of purpose, against the same yardstick. It's not going to get the result you want. The second one is going to be reading data too soon, particularly when you are introducing new topics, new services, new programs, new ideas. That is something, new content types even. That is something that you want to give things a chance to work, give things a chance to resonate, right? Because it is going to really be something that you see long term. Like I said before, they used to say, oh, things need to be seen 7 times to convert. But no, things need to be seen at least 7 times now to even register, let alone convert. So think about that when it comes to your content. The third, kind of piggyback on the second trap, is them reading the data too soon, looking too short term. So thinking, okay, I'm going to launch this new thing in July, so I'll start posting on June 25th. Thinking too short term and not giving yourself a chance to actually adapt and adopt that experimental mindset and read the data is another trap. The best ways are revisiting that stuff that does pop off for you, the things that do really well, using that as an indicator. Okay, how can we read this data? And I mentioned a lot of different ways you can read the data in the point about the testimonials, but this applies to everything. So if you are doing a lot of face-to-camera reels, sometimes it's about content type, sometimes it's about topic, Sometimes it's about the way you structure it. So really get curious when you have content that does well and think about, okay, how can I replicate this in a new way? And I want to also, again, just underline, underscore, and reiterate that doing well does not just mean large reach, large comment. Doing well can mean lots of DMs. Doing well, and not even lots of DMs. If you get 2 or 3 DMs from people that are your dream client, then optimize the reach later. Optimize the reach. That's only part of it, right? Reach is not the only thing to think about. You're going to have different layers to the people that are following you, different layers to that client journey. Now, if you were someone who has a lot of back-end funnels set up, if you are someone that has a lot of content, a lot of areas for people to convert off of social media, then your strategy is going to be slightly different. Then maybe you are going to focus on, again, definitely focus still on that trust building content, testimonials, media, all of the things. But also maybe then reach is going to become a little bit more important and you're going to look at different ways that you can do that. So all this to say, just be mindful. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that your analytics are everything, because they are a tool for you to use. They are not a measure of your worth or the success of your business. So keep that in mind, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me for the Visionary Rising podcast.